Welcome back to another episode of A Better Way of Earning. I am your host, Dr. Michelle S. Thomas. Today, we're going to discuss entrepreneurship without the hype. So let's start with the truth. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, approximately 20% of small businesses fail within the first year. By year five, nearly half have closed. This is not to discourage you. It is to anchor you. Entrepreneurship is powerful, but it is not casual. And in today's digital culture, we have romanticized it. So today, we are removing the hype. Entrepreneurship is not freedom from structure, fast money, overnight scaling, but it is problem solving, revenue consistency, expense control, and customer retention. So let's talk about what actually matters. Tool number one, market validation before formation. Before you register an LLC or a sole proprietorship or any entity, ask yourself, who is the paying customer? What problem am I solving? And have I tested willingness to pay? According to the CB Insights research, one of the top reasons that startups fail is lack of market need. Not lack of passion, need. And I can speak truly from this space. I remember the first business that I launched. It was a hair company. Because at that time, that was the trend. That was the hottest market. And how many of us have Googled the best businesses to start or the best, most profitable businesses to start in whatever year you're in? And so hair was something that I had passion about, but I didn't do a lot of market research as far as what fit what I was offering. I have never been a person that has wore a lot of protective styles. So what I wanted to do was to teach about healthy hair of your natural hair, especially in the Black community. What I did not understand was how to test the need of the market. So I had the passion for this. I ordered the products. I built the site. I created all my packaging. I set up my order system. I did everything from a business standpoint to structure this for success, but I never tested the market. And during that year or that time frame that I launched, what was actually generating revenue was protective styles. People wanted wigs, they wanted extensions, they wanted clips and then tips and all the things that was out there. Well, because that wasn't something that I wore or I knew a lot about, I never made it a part of my product line. So I'm only telling you this because I want you to understand that some of the best ideas have potential to be profitable, but it also comes down to timing, understanding, and the necessity during that time. So what you need to make sure that even though you have the idea and you have the concept and you have the passion for it and you're ready for it, none of that reflects on who you are as a person or as a business person. But if you do not test your market and validate what you're offering and understand it's the right product for the right time, needs and cycles of customers change weekly, monthly, annually. And if you're not keeping up with the trends that's happening surrounding your product idea or your service idea, then you may render your opportunity obsolete early without giving it an opportunity to grow because you have not validated before you did all the formation. Tool number two. Revenue versus profit clarity. Now, this is big. This is where I find a lot of my new entrepreneurs that I coach and I train, they do not understand the difference between revenue and profit. They assume that profit is basically, I make money, I sell my products, the money that I get in is my profit off of the sales that I made. But profit has, it's a little bit more complicated than that when you're, and it's time to evaluate what your profit margins are. Revenue is not income. If you generate $10,000, but you spend $8,500, your business made $1,500. Many new entrepreneurs confuse cash flow with wealth. That misunderstanding creates burnout and loss. If you're not managing this revenue or this profit properly, if you're assuming, let's go back to the example of the $10,000. If you make $10,000 that month and you're spending all of that because you assume that that is yours to spend, your business is what's going to suffer. Because that's not all for you, all available for you to spend. It is not profit. It is not revenue. You have to understand how to pay the business first. And if there's something left over, and oftentimes it takes a couple of years before you have spendable profit off of your business. The first 2-3 years of your business launch, any ounce of profit or revenue should be poured back into the business so that you can build a strong foundation. If you're launching your entrepreneurship journey because this is going to become the sole source of paying your personal bills, your mortgage, your rent, your car note, your lights, etc., then one of the two is going to miss out. If you're taking all of the money that's coming in through the business and you're instantly paying it back out for personal need, then your business doesn't have any revenue or any type of fuel going back into the business. So just something to think about. We're going to do a podcast later on that really is going to dive into the revenue model and understanding how to structure your business so that you can be able to pay yourself and pay your bills and take care of yourself without creating a deficit for your business. Tool number three, the 12-month runway rule. Now, I will be honest with you. It took a while for me to figure out this sweet spot, right? Because everyone hears 90 days. Everyone hears 6 months. Even just in your personal finances, they always say to have 3 months of money in the bank so that you can pay your bills in case something drastically happens. Throughout my time before I became a business owner, the most time that I heard was 6 months. But I'm telling you guys that there needs to be a 1 year or 12-month runway rule when you are launching your entrepreneurial journey. Before leaving employment, you have to ask yourself, do I have 12 months of living expenses saved? Not, I have 6 months, but then I know I have this coming in every month, whether it's unemployment or I'm banking on sales, so that will build up to 12. No, before you start and venture into anything, do you have a solid 12 months of living expenses that includes rent, mortgage, lights, utilities, phone, car, insurance, those semi-annual or annual costs that most of us don't calculate and we don't really count when we're building these budgets, things like your car, your renewal, your car insurance, if you're paying it annually, any policies out there that you're paying. You really have to sit down and be honest with yourself and do a complete spreadsheet of everything that comes up, including anything that you do for fun or eating out or going out or or going to the movies. All these things you need to put into a bucket and calculate out that expense. So let's say your bills total out to be $5,000 a month. You have to ask yourself, do I have a minimum of $60,000 in the bank waiting, untouched, strictly just for bills? This does not include your startup costs for your business. That's a separate account. Do you have a solid 60 plus in an account that is dedicated and designated for your living expenses? And when I say $60,000 minimum, that's because things happen. The water heater breaks, or the furnace goes out, or the kids need new shoes, or whatever the circumstance. So 60 is your minimum. And I know there's someone listening to this now and thinking, that's a lot. It is. It is. It is a lot of money. But that's where the planning comes in. That's where the consistency and understanding early on what this entrepreneur journey looks like. Take it from those of us who did not plan properly. What you do not want to do is penalize your business for the first 5 years by constantly struggling to allow it to survive. So this is what we're talking about. Let's do a real world application. Current data shows record numbers of business applications filed post-pandemic. Why? Autonomy, flexibility, discontent with corporate systems. But many of those applications are side ventures. That is the intelligent approach. Entrepreneurship today is often hybrid, employment plus ownership. That's your risk balance. You may often see on social media or hear people advise you to jump all in. If you believe in your product, if you believe in what, or this is the million-dollar idea, to quit your job and jump in. And I won't venture into giving you solid advice about that. I would just suggest for you to truly evaluate your own circumstances, isolate it from other people's opinion, because this is your business and this is your life. This will become your balance and scale to balance throughout your business's infancy and development. What I will offer as advice is, if your employment is bringing in the steady income that you need to store those savings for your living expenses, maintain that job and work on your entrepreneurial journey on a part-time basis so that you can know that when you're ready to get out there and you're ready to go in 10 toes down, that you and your family and your household and your lifestyle is covered. Risk balance. So here's some structural framework that I want you to look at. Ask yourself, is this a lifestyle business or a scalable enterprise? That's very important as your first question. Because if you're launching your business just as a side hustle or a side job or just to bring some extra money in, that's going to determine how much energy and how much money you invest into it. If this is going to be your legacy or a business that is going to be scalable into a larger business or enterprise level, that is going to take more preparation, more planning, and a longer runway before you're ready to get out there. Question number two, do I want income replacement or wealth creation? Those two are different. Income replacement is getting your business to a scale so that it replaces the steady check that you have coming in from your employment. Wealth creation, legacy creation, means that not only are you replacing your job income, you're building a substantial amount of money and wealth for not only your generation, but the generations following you to be able to benefit off of. Question number three, what systems will allow this business to function without me at every step? And I want to be clear on this. Oftentimes, we equate the breakdown of businesses, especially on an entrepreneurial level, we break it down and we pocket it only to revenue or lack of money or lack of resources of money. But what I found throughout my research is the major default that happens with a lot of entrepreneurial journeys is the fact that the owner or founder or president or CEO, whatever title you give yourself, you are so inundated within the core of the business that you cannot see what's happening in the future or build towards the growth and expansion of the business. I'll tell you, as a kid, I used to hear my grandparents and a lot of people talk about you can't see the forest from within the trees. Never made sense to me. It was a cute saying. I just didn't understand it. I did not understand it until I became an entrepreneur. And then I recognized what that saying was actually, what it was referencing to. When I'm sitting in the middle of my business and I'm handling and I'm juggling all the things that's happening with my business, I can't see what's coming down the line. I can't see what risks that are right there in front of the next step of my business or what threats are coming towards the business because I'm immersed in the middle. As a smart owner, you have to build systems that work in tandem so that you can elevate from the center of the business to hover above the business. So now you can protect it. You can grow it. You can predict and project it and guide it into the direction that you know that your business should be in. Systems create sustainability, not hustle. You can work as hard as you want to. Listen to what I'm saying. You can work every day. You can have the passion for this as much as you want. But if you haven't created a system that will navigate and grow and run portions of that business without you being at the center of it or you being the trigger of each one of the systems, then you're going to drown. So let's look at some current news integration. Big topic out here right now is AI. Everyone assumes that if I just plug AI into my business, AI systems is going to run everything and I don't really have to do anything and I'm good. That is not completely true. Because in order for AI to be effective in your business, the AI has to not only understand you, your flow, your desires, but you have to know what AI that you're implementing to make this business functionable. Currently, with AI tools lowering startup costs, barriers to entry are shrinking. Barriers to entry, which means it is making it possible for a lot of people to launch new businesses and new startups. But in the same time, competition is drastically and rapidly increasing. Differentiation matters more now than it's ever been. When we started entrepreneurship, it wasn't called entrepreneurship, it was just local businesses. When we had the local markets and the local businesses, competition was the next like business within your proximity. In this global economy now, and with AI and access to any corner of the world, your business is going to have to find its own uniqueness in a very specific way. If you're launching a vague idea, and when I say vague idea, let's say you decide that, let's go back to my example, you decide that you want to get into the beauty industry. In your mind, I'm just going to offer beauty products. If you haven't niched that down, then you are in competition with hundreds of thousands of other businesses offering beauty products. Right now, access is a click of a mouse or a touch of a cell phone. So if you want to drive traffic to your business, you have to figure out what makes your business unique, different from anybody else. But what's most important is you have to understand your corner of the market. We are quickly moving away from the idea that the next best business concept is going to be the only. Because as fast as you can launch your business with your unique concept, with AI and digital tools, someone else in a week can launch the same. Stay tuned to this podcast because we're going to cover the patents, the trademarks, the copyrights that businesses must know more than ever of how to protect your idea. What I want you to walk away from this episode understanding is entrepreneurship is not an escape plan. It is a true full-time responsibility. Ask yourself if you're running from employment or running towards ownership. Because if you're trying to find something just to replace your job because you don't like it and you don't want to punch the clock anymore, or you don't want anybody, this is the most popular one, I don't want anybody to tell me what to do anymore. I want to be my own boss. I want to be my own owner. Then entrepreneurship is not the pathway for you. Because your business will dictate your schedule. Your business will demand your time. Your business will take all of the resources that it can in order to survive. You'll find yourself working harder for your own business than what you've ever worked for five other employees working simultaneously. So if you don't understand it, and if you're not in the right headspace, you're going to be caught off guard. And the reason that, again, we have a better way of earning is not to discourage you, but to provide real information. Take all of the current news and all the hype that's out there and all the headlines that's out there and dissect it down and deliver it to you in palatable pieces so you can really understand your earning potential. Being your own owner or business owner or entrepreneur is an amazing journey, but it is not instant. It is not for someone that is unprepared for it. And it's not just something that you wake up one day and decide that you want to jump into. You'll end up losing more money, precious money, especially if you're already living check to check. If you're not prepared and you think that if I put my idea, because I saw someone on social media and he or she posted that they made $10,000 or $100,000 this month, I will give you what I teach my entrepreneurs in my entrepreneur incubator program. There's a huge difference between real revenue and postable money. People can post anything. With Canva now, you can create any type of post and flyer and make it look good and make it look nice, but that doesn't mean that that's actually happening or bankable money. Back to what I said earlier, you have to know your strengths, your weaknesses, and your resources, and consider that. For me, I didn't become successful as an entrepreneur until I shut out the noise. The first 3 years of my entrepreneurial journey, I made a lot of errors and I had to do a lot of corrections because I spent most of my time trying to keep up with what I saw out there. And it's easy to do because I had been an entrepreneur before, so I looked to the experts and the people that were already doing it so that I could learn and not make mistakes. But what I had to understand was they didn't know my story. So until you get to the point that you're able to dissect what you do need and what you don't need, then I would suggest that you minimize a lot of the noise so that you can focus in on what really works for you, your lifestyle, and your goals. Power does not come from reacting emotionally to systems. It comes from understanding systems well enough to build your own. If you choose entrepreneurship, choose it informed. Choose it structured. Choose it sustainable. Because a better way of earning is not louder, is wiser. Until next time, think strategically, build intentionally, and remain in ownership of your choice. Thank you.